Most people know iron beer as
Iron Beer.
Deandra Blanco is the third generation Blanco to work at Iron Beer. Her dad, brother, and cousin all work for the company now too.
The flavor is a little bit difficult to describe. It's a very sweet soda.
It's like root beer without the sassafras bite.
You ask a Cuban about Iron Beer and they're like, oh, that has to be in our refrigerator. We drink it with leche condensada. We were born and raised on Iron Beer, which is one of our slogans, born and raised on Iron Beer, because they live off of Iron Beer.
If you look at its iconic red can, in yellow, you'll see the profile of a shirtless, muscular man flexing his arm. Below him, the words, since 1917, more than 80 years. It's now been a lot more than 80 years. Iron Beer just passed the 100-year mark.
If you look at pictures of when they would distribute it, it was in old little carts that the salesman, actually my grandfather, was start off as a salesman. You know, they would drive around Cuba, restaurant to restaurant, selling Iron Beer, 4 or 5 cases, and that's how it was.
First, it was sold off the back of horse-drawn carts, then delivery trucks. Then the Cuban Revolution came, and Iron Beer moved to Miami and disappeared from Cuba.
For a long time, forever.
Eduardo Hoyos was born in Cuba before the revolution. He came to Miami in the early 90s and was hanging out at his cousin's house when someone told him,
you know, close your eyes and drink this soda. Do you know what is that? I identify the Iron Beer immediately.
As soon as he tasted that Iron Beer, memories of his childhood flooded back. One in particular, when he was at a movie theater not far from his house in Cuba.
I remember that place exactly when I drank Iron Beer. When the first movie ended, I went to the bar and drank the Iron Beer. I remember that place exactly.
The flavor of Iron Beer takes him back to a place he hasn't been in 30 years.
You remember your age, your youth. You remember your life.
Just this cultural aspect of my heritage.
Christopher Skoll was born and raised in Miami. His parents are from Cuba.
Like, I've never visited Cuba, but this is, whenever I drink a can of Iron Beer, I feel like this is the closest to Cuba I'm ever gonna get.
And for the past 100 years, that's sort of been the selling pitch for Iron Beer, that it's more than a soda.
In reality, our biggest market are the elderly Cuban families that, you know, came in that time in between the 1950s and the 1990s. That's our market.
But as the marketing manager for the soda, what Deandra Blanco really wants is to keep Iron Beer going for her own generation. She's in her early 20s. She wants to get more Christopher Skolls drinking the soda. Jake Beneflaw runs the Journal of Cultural Marketing Strategy. He says the market is ripe for Latin American sodas, with the sense of nostalgia they come with.
And those are the things that brands leverage to not only increase brand equity, but also increase sales and loyalty.
He says right now, big beverage companies are either changing how they market their brands to reflect the growing Latino population in the U.S., or they're buying up brands from Latin America. Coca-Cola, for instance, bought beloved Mexican sparkling water Topo Chico last year for $220 million. He sees that happening with smaller brands, too.
I think companies are going to realize that the future of America is multicultural. I would suspect that a lot more of these independent, family-owned businesses are going to get swallowed up by bigger companies.
Iron Beer isn't actively seeking to sell, but they are hoping to break out of Florida someday. Before they try that, though, Christopher Skoll has some advice for Iron Beer. They need to change the can.
They've had the same can for 20 years, man. Like, this is the same can I've been looking at since I was a kid. Come on.
Iron Beer is hoping to roll out an updated can sometime this year. It'll now say, more than 100 years. I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.